Yeah, definitely. Just because the playoffs have been going on for about a week, and we've been, waiting our chance to play. So, you know, it's definitely a big week for us.
When you found out it would be the Ravens, what were your thoughts?
It didn't matter. You know, I sat back this past weekend and watched football, and I watched, all four teams, well, three teams that could have been our opponent. I was just happy at the time to get one. Then I go into my football mode, and, you know, that's when the games begin, so.
Does football mode become any more intense when you know you're getting ready for the Ravens, a SmackDown kind of game?
We've been playing SmackDown football all year. You know, regardless, you know, the Ravens, we play similar football. So in that respect, you know, it just is what it is. But I don't think that, you know, the Ravens did anything different for me. You know, we just needed an opponent. We had a first-round bye. So in order for us to play, we needed an opponent. So.
Jeff kind of characterized this maybe a last man standing type of afternoon. Maybe par for the course in what you guys maybe did October 5th and set up for another one of those type of games on Saturday.
It's definitely going to be a defensive game. The team that probably creates the most turnovers and, you know, stops the run and plays, you know, old-fashioned defense better will probably win. You know, they have a great amount of playmakers on their defense, as do we, so we definitely don't back down to the challenge. You know, last time I checked, we have a very good defense over here, too.
Keith, guys a lot of times are afraid to give any bulletin board material. Do you ever shy away from that, especially going into a game like this?
Nah, I don't, but honestly, like, my focus is so much different, you know, than it would be in the regular season just because, you know, what's at stake. So, you know, I'll do all my talking on the field. Everything that this team needs to do and needs to say will be done, you know, on Saturday when the game gets here. I don't know people's feelings about this team, but most of the time, you know, I think people get the impression that we're just, you know, happy to be here or we got lucky going 13-3. So that's why we're so anxious for Saturday to get here, to get out there and show everybody what's up.
What have you heard out of Baltimore so far?
I don't know if I've heard anything yet, but those birds up there are always chirping, so I'm sure they got something to say.
What's the difference on this defense when you have both Vandenbosch and Hainsworth in
the line? The difference is that we're even tougher than we already are. You know, that Pittsburgh game said a lot about what our defense is about without those two guys in the lineup. Now they're coming back. And I don't think Kyle played in that first Baltimore game. I think he got hurt. So as a defense, it does a lot for us. You know, we just know that we have, you know, two of our heavy hitters in the game. And we're going to get after it even more. So it's great for us. It's not too good for them, though.
Physical
presence, leadership, emotion, playmaking ability, change of pace guys, you know, all of the above, you know, with the unit that we have, along with those two guys coming back into the lineup full time, you know, definitely will jumpstart our defense and bring it up another 10, 15 notches.
Keith, do you guys have to guard against getting too emotional before and during a game like this? I remember the first time you played him, even you and Cortland, you know, you had to try to get Cortland to settle down. I mean, it was such an emotional game.
Yeah, football is an intense game, but, you know, this is a playoff game, you know. the team at the end of the day that has the last point, they're done until next August. So, you know, we'll have our emotions under control. You know, we went through that earlier in the year, and, you know, we learned from that game, and that's what helped us to get in the position that we're in now. So, you know, emotions will be high, but they will be under control.
How much does it help you that you played them already? You're not just looking at film. You've been on the field with those guys.
I mean, it helps, but at this point, like I say, playoff football is different. You know, you want your opponent, you want to study for your opponent, and you want the game to hurry up and get here. So, you know, all the stuff between now and Saturday is just talk to help the game build up a little bit.
For your defense facing a rookie quarterback on the road in what will be the biggest game of his life would seem to be a dream scenario. Do you guys look at it that way?
I can't say it's a dream scenario, but it's an ideal scenario. But, you know, their quarterback has shown that he can play in big games and manage the game and do the things that he needs to do to keep them in the game and give them a shot to win. You know, their defense, you know, helps them by getting field position, making plays, turnovers, but like I said, we do the same thing. So, you know, just as much pressure as they feel they'll put on Kerry, we'll plan to put just as much on their quarterback. So at the end of the day, you know, whoever's standing at the end wins the game.
They list LaRon McClain as a fullback. They give him 200-plus carries. He maybe play more of a tailback role, and how often?
I mean, the first game he was a fullback, but, you know, they gave him some carries because McGahee was hurt. But, you know, he's developed his role into more of a tailback kind of guy who can get a lot of things done. And, you know, he made the Pro Bowl this year. We voted for him in our room, you know, rightfully so. He had a great year, but all that stuff is out the door, you know. All those different things, it doesn't matter. It's a test of wills, and, you know, the strongest team is going to win.
Why should anybody worry that rust could be a factor, given you had some time off?
Why should they be worried?
Yeah, should anybody be worried?
I don't think so. I think we had a great 3 days of practice last week. We came out yesterday flying. You know, our whole mentality and approach to practice is you know, practice how we're going to play on Saturday. So, you know, I don't expect us to come out slow. I don't expect us to come out missing the beat. I expect us to come out firing on all cylinders, starting fast. And, you know, we're going to try to win this game.